the food world is perfect fodder for our ongoing exploration of trade lingo. Lots of you restaurant people have written in to share words that make sense to you but really confuse us on the outside. Terms like 86, in the weeds, behind, all day, and this one.
Monkey dish?
Monkey dish, from listener Karen Pfingst of Salisbury, Massachusetts. She's a hospital director of food and nutrition, and she and her husband own a restaurant.
A monkey dish is actually a small bowl. And if you picture, you know, fruit or applesauce, especially in a more institutional food service setting, you might see it served like on a patient tray or in a cafeteria.
Now, we tried to figure out why a monkey dish is called a monkey dish, and you can find lots of theories out there. Maybe the dish itself was originally made from a monkey's skull. Maybe royalty used monkeys to test for possible poison. Or simply put, it's just the perfect size for a monkey. Who knows? Karen Pfingst has worked in restaurants for 30 years, and she couldn't get us any closer to the truth.
There's lots of sort of urban myth and folklore, et cetera, but there wasn't any definitive history on it.
Now, to wrap up this litany of restaurant words, let's go straight to the front lines, deep into the subconscious of the waiter.
I think that having a bunch of strangers sort of needing things from you all at once has an impact. I think it carries over into the dream state.
From the dream state of listener Brooke Fry of Northampton, Massachusetts, comes the word waitmare.
And it is a nightmare you have, which is set in a restaurant.
And here's the waitmare that haunts Brooke Fry.
I was bartending in this sort of art deco-like space, and I was in this like floating bar. My job was to make these elaborate nacho sculptures, and the tortillas were falling from the sky, and all these people were pouring into the restaurant, and I was trying to keep up pace. I was trying to make these nacho sculptures and get them out. And nachos kept falling faster and people kept coming in faster. And I was, you know, ultimately like starting to get afraid of being buried by people and food. And we're trying to get these like really nice sculptures going. And every person was like dying to have one. And yeah, it was really stressful.
And here's the wackiest thing about Brooke's waitmare. At her restaurant, no nachos on the menu.
No, I don't make any nachos at work. I don't know where it came from.
Our thanks to Brooke and Karen for sending in their trade lingo. We'd like to hear words from your line of work, too. Please send them our way. We're on Facebook and Twitter at NPR ATC.